income of the bottom 40% by 2029, mainly to ensure the income of these groups of population do not fall below certain thresholds. Identifying and supporting vulnerable individuals forms a key result area for the local governments in the 13 plan as well. And poverty is used as one of the key criteria in resource allocation for the local governments. Some of our specific measures in the 13 plan include providing affordable housing, strengthening social protection for the most vulnerable, provision of boarding facilities, and enhancing school feeding and nutritional programs. Bhutan continues to provide free health care and education to all, and His Majesty's Secretariat also provides monthly allowances to disadvantaged children, ensuring they have essential support. In addition to existing rural credit facilities for the farmers, the government has also recently rolled out collateral free concessional loans for agriculture and livestock ventures as a part of the economic stimulus program. Further, we have reformed our Property Tax Act in 2022 based on principles of equity and fairness, where the tax is levied based on the value of the property people own. This is expected to narrow the gap between rich and poor, as people who own more wealth will be paying more taxes. On persons with disabilities, the Cabinet Secretariat is the national focal agency which coordinates all disability-related policies and programs. Bhutan adopted the national policy for persons with disabilities in 2019 to support and empower persons with disabilities. Notwithstanding the challenges of resources, the government is striving to mainstream disability needs across sectors. In the 13th plan, disability inclusion is prioritized with a particular focus on inclusivity in health, education, and social protection, which were already highlighted by the members of our delegation. On senior citizens, recognizing the special needs of our growing elderly population, Bhutan adopted the national policy for senior citizens in 2023. This policy aims to support senior citizens in leading healthy, active, and fulfilling lives with priorities on family support, multi-generational bonds, safety, and economic security. Bhutan also introduced the National Elderly Care Program in 2020, providing priority access to health care and public services for our senior citizens. Our 13th plan identifies senior citizens as a vulnerable group to be covered under the social protection scheme to support them effectively. Thank you.
Mr. Vice President, I'll be addressing observations regarding rights.